Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down. It's Friday, and we're doing the show. It's going down. We're going to have Fill Out Day and your boy, Dan Grease, live in the building. And it's going down tonight. You already know what it is, Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? We got our hot, hot, hot special host, you know what I'm saying? Ebenisha live in the building, along with Future Guru in the building. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. Like I said, we're going to have the one and only Dan Grease, super producer, live in the building. Who does that? Only on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Let me check on the line and see who's in the building. Caller from 951. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's popping, my dude?
What's good?
That's good. Is this the world famous Dan Grease, or am I wrong?
Nah, this is AF Gary, Jerk Legend, Action Figures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You calling in to do a plug-in or a shout-out? Was good, my dude.
Shout-out to all the jerkers out there, you know. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. Stay on the line, my dude. All right? That's what's up. Let's bring you online. Like I said, we're going to have your man Dan Grease in the building along with Fill Out Day. It's going down on Lush Radio. Y'all, you know what it is, man. It's going down tonight. But you know what it is, man? I want to go into some music real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got a joint from Dan Grease, you know what I'm saying, called Alone. And I'm going to go ahead and give y'all that, and we'll be back in a second.
You're so sexy sitting over there. Why you sitting by yourself? Girl, you don't have to be alone. Girl, let me put my number in your phone. Girl, you don't have to be alone. Girl, you could put my number in your phone. She was a very sexy girl sitting by herself. You know you need a good look, come to share my world. You need a real nigga in your life, you need a thug. You fell in love with a combo, now here's a scrub. I smoke it like my Lucy, spray you with my Uzi. Baby, have another drink, you know you're looking sexy. She come into my world, she be the hottest girl. To rock your body all night, you ain't going home tonight.
Honey, I'm home.
She was a baby. Girl, let me put my nothing in your phone.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Like I said, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is. It's going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your man, Dane Grease, in the building, super producer, along with your man, Phil Ide, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some special guests. You know what I'm saying? DJ Ricky Ruckus, you know what I'm saying, in the building. And we got our wonderful host, Ebonisha, live in the building. She just joined us right now. What up, Ebony?
What's going on, Les? Hey, y'all. This is Miss Ebony.
That's what it is, man. Ebony, representing the California area, is going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? In a few minutes, we're going to have Dane Grease live in the building. You already know what it is, man. You know it's going to be an exciting show. Also, we got our Hot or Not, Sunny. We're going to have that joint in the building. He definitely got a hot one for the people. You already know what it is, man.
For real.
You got any shout-outs, Ebony?
I want to send a shout-out to Living Good Management, John Red. I want to send a shout-out to DJ Wayne Ski. So he's the originator of the Fuck Outta Here Fridays. So definitely give him a shout-out, courtesy of Beatliners. I want to send a shout-out to Hip Hop Nonstop TV. And I want to send a shout-out to you, my beautiful co-host.
That's what it is. You know, it's always love, boo. And we got our one and only other co-host, Future Guru, live in the building representing the Jersey area. What up?
Yeah, Lush. What's up, Ebony? Shout
What's
out
going
to everybody
on,
that. Everything is lovely today. Had a hectic day in the motor vehicle taking care of this entrepreneur business, but today was a good day. I got it. They sent me home, and I came back. Obama, the situation made the change, so they tried to send me back and say, okay, well, you're missing one thing, so I had to handle that real quick. It was corporate business, so you know they had me pinned up. They smacked me around on the wall before I left, but it's all right. I prevailed. Everything got taken care of. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to our co-host Ebony and our sponsors Strictly Bump One and Gina 28304 on Twitter, OhanaShop.com, and TGIF, y'all. You know, I'm actually outside again making my rounds, so I'm gonna try to keep the noise to a minimum. But I'm on. Y'all can mute me if you have to. So what's good, Lush? Yeah, Lush. Yeah.
Good money, man. I'm just digging this scene on the gangster. They had some great meetings this past week. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some good things going down, man. Shout out to Microphone Bully. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody that definitely support the movement. Chusan Ali. We in the building. You already know what it is, man. It's good money. You already know what it is, man. Don't forget, man. We got Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. You already know what it is. Live in the building.
Yeah, I got to give out one more big shout out. To plug myself and my moving company, Lush. Lush Radio Online is, I'm shouting out all Essex County residents that's listening and Union County, New Jersey residents that's listening. I'm doing moving. I got a moving service out here in Jersey, you know, a moving company and delivery company, you know, owner operator with a 16-foot box truck, you know, ready to roll. So, all insured and everything. So, we doing it like that. That's my company out here. And I'm plugging that right now. So I just got that's my motor vehicle release that I can come shout out myself. So I'm getting rid of it. I'm shaking the DMV today because I got it all done. So, yeah, Lush. Thank you, Lush.
You crazy as hell, man.
All right.
Like I said,
all right.
Man, we're going to go ahead and check the phone lines and see if we got Dame in the building real quick and everything. We got a caller from the 646. You're live in the building on Lush Radio. What's cracking, my dude?
Come on, Lushy Lush, you know what's going on. It's Friday, it's hot or not. Yeah, Friday, people, we on live. Uh-huh. That's what's happening.
That's what it is, man. You already know what it is. Big Brother Biz live in the building. Microphone Bully, we here, baby. You already know what it is, man.
That's what it is, Lush. Man, you know how this game is. You know how we going on.
You want to get your shout-outs in real quick?
Oh, I got to give a shout-out to all the co-hosts. Ebonisha, you know what I mean? Future Guru, of course, Lushy Lush, hard working, one of the hardest working females in the game right now. She's on her grind. If you are listening, yes, Big Brother has officially told y'all first. Lush is a hard worker. If you ain't a hard worker and you trying to get in her lane, drive into the wall. I love shout-outs like that.
You as crazy as hell, man. That's my Big Brother right there. Definitely support Microphone Bully each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock, man. It's definitely going down for real. You know what I'm saying? So, stay on the line with us, Biz.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow Microphone Bully on Twitter and anything like that. Call us from the 917-902. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, my dude?
Yo, yo.
917. What up?
Yo. Hello?
What up? Yeah, hello? 917.
What's poppin'? Yo, this is Grease, B. What
up, Grease? How you doing, man? What's up?
What's good,
Lush Radio Online? What's cracking, my dude?
What's got been on the line for like 10 minutes, man? I'm trying to get through, man.
My bad, sir. Yo, everybody listening, we got Dame Grease live in the building. It's official, man. You already know what it is. Super producer. This dude right here is an icon doing real big things, man. You already know what it is, man. What up, Dame?
I'm good, baby. Oh, man, you caught me at a good time. Actually, I'm in Phoenix right now on the way to the main radio station out here with X. We're about to go live on the air out here also and shit. What's that station? Power 98.3, so we're about to go live right now, you know what I'm saying?
That's good.
I can bring that all day. No, Blog Talk Radio, we're getting it popping. We got the radio on Blog Talk Radio.
I got to give you some Lush Radio love real quick, then.
Ow.
Yo, shout out to Soul Pitch Media, for real. Cinnamon Jones for definitely hooking this whole situation up, my dude, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, Dave, man,
before we get into it, you got some shout outs, my dude?
You know how we do it, you know what I'm saying? We got to shout out the whole conglomerate. Free my nigga Max B, you know what it is. French Montana, Cocaine, Gang Green, Bigger Threat, Free Al Pac, Mac Mustard, Mino, T6. Hey, everybody, you got the whole conglomerate. We got all my niggas. We got Sidewave. We got Pistol One. We got everybody. We got everybody tuned in, man. It's so many of us. Like, you know, it's like 100 labels put together. You know what I'm saying? Wish we could do this thing. Shouts out to the whole New York. Shouts out to Harlem. Shouts out to Connecticut. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to the West Coast. Shouts out to LA. Shouts out to AZ. Shouts out to everybody, man. You know, it's about love, baby.
That's what it is,
yes,
man. And you saying you in the building with DMX out there, son, doing some situations was good.
Yeah. Now we're putting this little project together right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's a little mixtape project we're putting together. It's about to be something real crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be something real crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be something on the rap. You know, we're gonna do it the way we did it the first time around. You know, it ain't really too much involved. It's just an MC. And a DJ, like, you know what I'm saying? Just an MC and a producer, you know what I'm saying? But so we're just going to go in and make that beautiful shit.
That's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying? Dame Grease, super producer, the hottest dude. A lot of cats label you, you know what I'm saying? The greatest producer ever, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man.
I
mean, thank you, man,
you know.
But shout out to Blanky Jackson. Don't forget Blanky Jackson, my guy. He in the building. Blanky in the building. Shout out to Blanky Jackson. He got them hits going on the underground. Blake is getting like 10,000 a show right now. It's looking good.
That's what it is, man. You done put out a lot of classics. You done did a lot of stuff for people out here in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Beat, you know what I'm saying? Listen to you as his mentor, man. You know what I'm saying? You got that whole situation with your man, French Montana, with the whole situation with Akon. Tell us about that situation, my dude.
Shouts out to Akon. Shouts out to Comic Music. You know what it is. My guy, Gabi. You know? Like, you understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you understand, like, my day job is being a producer, you know, but not only, like, I'm a producer, you know, I ran my own label, Make A Lot Records, Lot Music, you know what I'm saying, which is actually also Wave Gang Records, you know what I'm saying, for the past 10 years. So it's like, it just is more than just being a producer. It's really about being, like, a co-manager, you know what I'm saying, a businessman at one, a source. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that, you know, the guys that we're dealing with,
I'm saying, as far as on the music side, make sure everything's cool, you know. As far as, you know, we all know the situation with Max, you know what I'm saying, but the pill looking good, keep it set up, you know what I'm saying, X is back in the gym, you know what I'm saying, as we say, not letting this X is back in the gym, he's sparring, about to go in, you know what I'm saying, first Montana, shouts out to Akon's, got the deal over there, you know, shouts out to Koch Records, you know what I'm saying, some in the works, you know what I'm saying, you know, there's a lot going on there.
No, you're doing good things, my dude. I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and ask you some quick questions. The line is blowing up, my dude, right now. Crazy right now. Yo, my girl Ebony Live is good, and our co-host.
Yeah, call
ahead,
up. I want to answer all questions. Let's get all questions popping.
Go ahead. Hey, sure. Ebony, go ahead and ask him a question, Ed.
Hey, Grease, how you doing?
How you doing?
My question, well, first of all, I wanted to say, congratulations to you. I did read that you have over 30 million records sold.
Thank you.
You also involved in artist development with Beats, DMX, and Lox, just to name a few. And
yep,
they all went multi-platinum, you know, success, so that's awesome. What I wanted to ask you is, what do you feel is your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment didn't come yet.
That's what's up. Okay. So you're still striving. Okay. That's what's, I like that. I also did see that you're also a composer.
Yeah. I composed 3 films, Exit Wounds, Never Die Alone, The Cradle to the Grave, you know, blockbuster hits. I got a new announcement. I'm going to make sure, you know what I'm saying, we're going to let, you know, yeah, first, I'm just finished a new deal with Magic Software. Actually, they got the, which actually put out the Music Maker programs. I got the Music Maker number 16, which is my own version, the Greasalizer version. So now, like, I'm into software, you know, software design thing. You know, you get hit first, you know what I'm saying? So we get into that. Actually, the next month, you're about to get all the advertisement and everything. It's about to be crazy.
There's
every producer, movie composer, they could get with the groove. It's got custom music in there, custom sound, you know?
We got another question from my other co-host, Future Guru, represent Irvington, New Jersey. What up?
Irvington, I got some homies out there, man. Shouts out to Irvington, I got some homies, you know what it is. It's popping off.
That's right, those are my dudes right around the corner from me.
Right.
Shout out to Killer Sluder. Killer Sluder.
Right, I did.
T-Bird and Duty. And
I did a video out there with Mysterious back in 2003.
We rocking it. I gotta definitely say that I'm proud to see that Dame Grease, because see, what I want to go back to is already the essence of what he did, because the days he talking about when he started with DMX and the logo that he had with the vacant lot. See, I paid attention to those credits when that album came out, and that's why I had the mentality to be the marketer and to go online and help people with their music. That's why I take people's music with my Gmail account. And I rock out with my website and my Twitter pages. So I'm going to support everything y'all do. So that's why I said it's the essence of what had me desiring to have my logo everywhere and be down with cats that's really real to what I wanted to hear. Not the radio stuff. I wanted to, like, Vacant Lot, I remember that logo on the credits of the DMX album and the future album for it that y'all was getting down with. And he had the credit, so the umbrella was there, y'all. Y'all don't even, I want to just say that when you see that expanded from that, I knew what it was. So shout out to Dane Grease on my Twitter, we'll go heavy. And Cocaine City already tweeted me, Fritz Montana, Lazy K, Murder, and Fresh South Quinn. So we all under that. So we're going to rock out with my high, Killer Studio. I know they're going to be listening. So we blog our shows, man. I appreciate you having
I just walked into the station.
First
one, right? Okay. Just
got to the station.
Yo,
Dan, you still there? Yeah. I got another call for you real quick. Caller from the 646. You're live in the building with Dame. Greece, what up?
Yo, Greece.
Bully, what up? You on?
Yo, Greece, what's good, man? First off, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, Music Maestro. That's my dude. I was out there with him this Tuesday. He speak heavily. He told me, you know, he's trained by Dame Greece himself. He repped that a lot, too. You know what I mean? We all seen the progression, Dame. I just, out of the music that you have produced for and the artists that you have worked with, my question is, you know, who are you a fan most of out of the artists that you worked with?
Chef J-Buck.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Hell yeah.
Like,
hey, Dane, you said you a fan of everybody?
Yeah. But hold on.
Dane's trying to multitask right now. He's doing two interviews at the same time.
Hello?
Dane's taking multitasking. So you said basically he's a fan of all the other stuff right about now.
We're about to involve you in something that you're not going to forget about no time soon because of the fact that you have a direct responsibility right now to help us choose DMX's new single that he's going to run with. You know what I'm saying? He's out here recording new music, got a lot of new heat, to get ready to kind of take this whole thing back over like he always had it.
Exactly.
But you now get to be really involved.
Yo, Dame is having two interviews at the same time. Who does that? That's hot.
The reason why he done sold over 30 million records, you know what I'm saying? So why not involve the people and let you pick whatever the new hotness from DMX is going to be? So,
I mean, they all hot to me, but you know, of course, the fans say, you know what I mean?
And I'm going to put my coat in here. These records that you about to hear is all crazy, but you got to pick a single. You know how that works. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to let X introduce these records. You have never heard these records before. These records is not on nobody's radio station.
Nope.
Nobody's played probably on somebody's internet. You really can't help that. But
Everybody, sit here and be patient. Dame's in the middle with DMX right now on another radio station live also, so they're doing another interview. So he's in between doing this interview and that at the same time.
The mic is yours, homeboy.
The first one is called I Don't Dance. You know what I'm saying? Straight club banger, you know?
You're going to wait till they go to some music over there.
We want to find out what you think.
Dame, you still there?
Here we go.
Right here.
Okay. You still got some time? They gonna go into some music real quick?
Here we go. Now we just have to do a second real quick. We back.
All right, good morning.
Like I said, shout out, you know what it is, Blog Talk Radio, Dame Greece, favorite producer in the building. I'm still here. All I had said occurred. We are on Power 98 live too, you know what I'm saying? So we're on two stations, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Power 98 live, and Phoenix, Arizona, you know. Groovy, baby.
That's what it is, man. Yo, so basically, Dan, you said that you basically appreciate you like working with all of your artists. It doesn't matter, it's not a favorite one. You like dealing with all of them.
Nah, I fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, like every artist I'm working with, I'm actually a fan of, you know what I'm saying? Like, artists that I reach out to them, if I feel their shit, I reach out to them to work with them, you know what I'm saying? To have my craft, you know what I'm saying?
It's good money, man. We got another caller, from the 914, you're live in the building, with Dame Greece right now.
How?
My call, my other line.
914?
Yeah, where's your
homeboy,
Woodworth?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call you. 914, you're live in the building with Dame Greece. What up?
Hold on.
914, you're live in the building with Dame Greece, 914.
Hold on, hold on.
We're going to go to the next person. 516, you're live in the building with Dame Greece, super producer.
What's good? This is Pretty Knockers.
What's good?
This is Knockers. I would like to thank you for coming through Lush Radio. She is popping. She is hot. But, Dame, you sold over 30 million records.
Yes, ma'am. Good looking, baby.
You toured and you paved the way for Swiss Beats. Now, what can young adults like me, aspiring from college, learn from you? Like, keep going hard, keep doing what we got to do?
Yeah. Say it again?
Huh?
Say it again?
All right, you did all this wonderful stuff. Like, you sold 30 million records. You paved the way for, like, Switch Beats. You starred in, like, 2003 box office movie, like, Cradle to the Grave. But, like, what can you say to the young people like me, like, you know, that's trying to come up?
I mean, you gotta understand, like, between that stuff that I did, right now, like, I got, like, all the wave music right now popping, the full wave music. So, you know, it's like, for everybody who's doing it, I'll say, like, I always tell everybody for all of my years of my career, just do you, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing music, like, I tell you one thing, don't do. Don't try to sound like somebody else. Try to sound like somebody else ain't good. As long as you sound like you.
Hungry. Like, you just said, like, you're still trying to succeed. Like, you didn't accomplish your goals yet, so just stay hungry, right?
Yeah, just stay hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got your eye on the prize, you know what I'm saying? You just keep forward, you're going to be good.
Huh?
That's what it is.
Thank you. Shout out to Lush Radio.
Going down, Block Talk Radio.
That's my intern right there. New York is in the building. You already know what it is.
That's what's up.
That's what it is. 914, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Dame Grease. What up?
Hey, what up, Grease? Love, love, family.
Love is love, family. Cheddar B. What's
good? Y'all doing about that? What up? So I already hear him in the background, amp hype, just like I know.
Yeah, we live. We live on the radio. So,
That's what's up. Keep it there,
all right?
Yo, this is Jenna B.
Make sure you tell him I said what up, too, right?
Oh, hold on. This is Jenna B. She called up with those
questions. Tell him, motherfucker, B.
What? Bye, Juan.
Yeah. Yo,
I'm about to talk about. What up, Jenna?
Yo, I love technology. I could be all the way over here in Yonkers and hear the dogs hype ready
what?
Over there somewhere else.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what's up.
I hear the new joint. It's a party safe for the party. I can hear like kind of in the background. I can hear it, but it's like through the phone. But I was like, y'all love that I can hear the radio from over here. Like,
we got a couple more. Make sure y'all take mad footage. Yeah.
And I'm going to holler at you. I know you over there busy. You got a lot of people want to talk to you right now. You know what I mean?
That's why I can focus, yo, because you don't keep me on the phone long. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love
you.
That's
a real thing. When I say your name, I will answer the phone all the time. Yeah, I will answer the phone all the time, but you don't get anything in the head. You know what I mean? I love you for that, yo.
Yeah, nah, you know, we all know it. It's all good. I get that dog love. So I'm going to holler at you and Grease. Do it up over there.
Hi, baby. Hold on.
Hi, baby.
Yo.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, man.
Yo,
oh, we live through the blog radio and we personally we got the YO hotline.
Yeah.
What's going
on? Yo.
Y'all better play my homegirl Jelly Bean shit, man. She gonna sing out some shit. She go hard too.
It's Lush Radio Online, my dude.
You know, Lush Radio. Oh, my bad. Oh, man, you got, come on. You know, I've been drinking already. LushRadio.com online. Dan Grease, the building, favorite producer of the building, the DMX of the building. We're doing two radio stations. We live on the air on Main Street Radio, and we blowing up the internet right now. LushRadio.com. That's how we do.
Yo, Dan, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We know that, you know what I'm saying? You started off as an artist, and then you started, you know what I'm saying? You got frustrated with cats not trying to give you the beats and everything like that, so you started your own situation and everything like that. What do you think, you know, being a producer in the game, what was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, my dude?
I don't know, man. I don't want to make it sound crazy, but streets of life is hard. Game is work. Game is work. We don't like working. If you don't like working, you're a lazy man. You can't do that.
You ain't never lie, son. I'm going to go ahead and ask my co-host, go ahead and ask another question. Ebony, go ahead and ask another question for Dane. All right.
Do that work.
Okay, Dane. What's the concept behind the name of Basic Mod for your record company?
You take any hood, any ghetto. You know what I'm saying? There might be a church right next to it, like a lot. So it's like it's just like the name of somewhere that's in every hood. You know what I'm saying? Which developed, you know what I'm saying, to the sound. It's developed to the company. You know, it's developed to the way of life. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's start from the streets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like in the middle of the hood, like there wasn't many playgrounds. So the playgrounds was a lot. We used to play stickball in there. You know what I'm saying? When we got older, we used to hustle in there. You know what I'm saying? Then just was where you spent a lot of time in the hood. But for what, you know, like the positive meaning, you know what I'm saying? Because everything has to be positive. You know what I'm saying? Just like you can take and make a lot, right? You know? And you could clean it up, and you could plant flowers in it, and what that is, it's a garden, you know? So it's like, it's just not, there's just nothing, there's always something. But it starts from somewhere, and that's a big lot.
That's real talk right there. Future Guru, go ahead, because we got another caller from the DMV, from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area in the building. 908.
Yeah, Goon Music in the building.
Yeah, no doubt. This is definitely Future Guru 100 on Twitter, Dame. I just retweeting you about the show right now. We live, so we got our Twitter popping with your Twitter information. If you just follow us on Twitter, we're gonna be more than appreciative and happy to retweet some of your promotions and stuff. So my thing is from the creativity standpoint of what you do, because I know that's heavily involved. Because I got an ear for the music. I play drums. I carry crates, and we did it all since the early 80s with my crew. So what I'm saying is the creativity factor from the DJing aspect up until how a producer has to actually brand their name. You branded that name because I already ID Dame Grease with Vacant Lot, and cats that really do this know that too. So how important is it for the branding for you and the creativity to go together when you're making these records, man? All this hot stuff like what we hearing, like the cats on top of like, cats like you and Vinny Idol, and I'm working with the 50 MCs, and shout out to 50 MCs and Vinny Idol. I got a shout out to Money L. But give us like that little hit right there, man, this creativity thing, man, that we don't have that right now, man. We really don't. That's why I love radio.
Right now, you're rocking with Goon Balls, not these balls, but Goon Balls TV. If you move, I may find a way to get in this apparatus and jump the hell out. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on. I was just doing a TV drop.
That creativity level, how you have to, when you branded yourself in Vacant Lot and to the music that, you know, the cats that DJed and that's doing it from the way back, like when you started, how important is that branding to go together with your creativity for the cats you out here dealing with and what these cats is actually spitting for your music? But, you know, you
got to
have a certain cat that
want to sit
with you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how it works for other cats, but when shit works for me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my music is more like a lifestyle type music, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of brings it up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I started back in 97 and shit, but the sound of my music always been Goon music. You know what I'm saying? So now I have a mixtape series with Goon music. So it's really just a movement of music. I mean, a movement of sound. You know what I'm saying? That I'm part of. You know what I'm saying? I started some aspects, you know what I'm saying? And it's different things. So it's like, it gets branded with itself, you know? I mean, like, that's what I said, like, go back to what the intern said, you know what I'm saying? As long as you, like, you just keep pushing it, and whatever you're pushing, your music, you're pushing your sound, you're pushing your movement. You know what I'm saying? It's bound to be heard. That's how you do it. Like, okay, I ain't gonna get in the music business to really start out branding the sound of branding and shit like that. I got in the music business to fucking eat and feed the kids and survive. So it's like, it's different, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's that when the music that I put forth, you know what I'm saying, thank God, you know what I'm saying, God willing that it touched millions and went across. So, you know, I just look at it like that. You know, other people got business facts if they want to turn to it. But, you know, to me, it's just like,
yeah.
We got a caller from the DMV,
live,
your thing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, you being in the game and everything, you know what I'm saying? You know, looking at it, did you even think that you was gonna be where you at this moment?
Hold on real quick. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on, question.
That's
your life doing.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to involve you so you can select DMX's new single. So take down the number, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, call in, you know what I'm saying? Pick your number, pick whatever joint you're going to pick, and call in.
There it is, 260-6983. Now let's go to the second one.
We accept the phone too, so I want to talk to people. I want to hear what they got to say, and, you know, let them know what I got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Number two is, have you ever, you know what I'm saying? And this is more of a radio joint, you know what I'm saying? But it's deep as far as the lyrics, I mean? It's real talk.
That's what he's talking about.
Right, blast some exclusives for live radio. That's my shit right here, too. now, what's that question? You get back. We be live in Phoenix. All right. You get back to my plugs. Shouts out. Blush. Online radio. You know, there's Boy Dangerous. Bruce in the building. I'm live on 98.3 in Phoenix, Arizona. Live on the radio also. So, what was that question? You said, did I ever think that I would be here?
I
got a good memory now.
Okay, man. I think what I said was, like, you being in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? From what you've been through, when you first started, did you imagine you was going to be at this point that you are right now?
Yeah and no. You feel me? I know I was going to be somewhere because I know I was going somewhere and I knew my whole shit that was, I'm not staying here, so I'm getting the fuck out of here, so I'm going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But
God willing, where you end up, as long as you stay positive. Like I said, even to the end of today, you know, my story said the same. If you push towards what you believe in, you know what I'm saying, and you believe what you believe in, you'll make it. That's just what it is.
No matter how it goes.
If y'all just tuning in with us right now, yo, we got Dane Grease in here, super producer. You already know what he did, man. You know what I'm saying? He done put, you know what I'm saying, DMX out there on the map. You know what I'm saying? Producer for this cat right here, Swizzy. You know what I'm saying? His mentor. You know what I'm saying? Swizzy, you know what I'm saying? He was the mentor for Swizz Beats.
Yeah, let's talk about the future. Yeah, let's talk about the future, too. Shouts out Free, my nigga Max B. You know what it is. The Wave Gang, Live Block, Gang Green, Cocaine City, the DVDs. I run the internet right now. I run the DVD game right now. Shouts out to the Come Up. Shouts out to all the sites, all my conglomerates, allhiphop.com, worldstar.com. Know what it is, djdells.com, hiphopbeef.com. Come on, man. We you got to understand, like, I started out as a client, but now I'm the president, so it's a different game going on. Shouts out to all my directors, the new directors. Shouts out to my guy, Pitcher Perfect, John Colombo, Just Soprano. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, we run this game,
man. Dang,
now
he's got
quiet,
it on
the
lock right now, man. He's a boss. He's the boss of all bosses. Live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Who does this? Jump on the wave or get washed up. Free Max B. You already know what it is, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can try to, you know what I'm saying, get Max, you know what I'm saying, if we can get, you know what I'm saying, a quick call or something, get him live, see how he's feeling, how he's doing over there, you know what I'm saying?
We don't get
like
that proper because Max is still doing all interviews. You know what I'm saying? Well, everybody know Max is still doing all interviews. X is going there.
Okay.
X is doing all interviews. We're doing all DVDs.
Okay.
Everything is still popping. It's still good. You know, Fritz is on the move. He out there with Akon, so he's doing all interviews. You saw Fritz on TMZ. Come on, y'all knock this shit off. Y'all know what's popping.
Come on. So I already know that I'ma holler at you about getting that, you know what I'm saying, that Max interview and that D. I wish we could get D to, you know, get a quick shout out real quick, you know what I'm saying, if we could, but I know y'all busy over there, man. Well, the lines is blowing up, my dude, right now.
Yeah, you know, like, the schedule is booked up. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the schedule is booked up. We got VH1 on the line right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you gotta say, like, we're still doing like, you know, me myself, I'm still doing I got a new movie coming up. I got a project and I'm still doing the mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? I love mixtapes. I love doing mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? That's what people understand. For me, with the love for mixtapes, it actually spawned a few new artists and actually made a whole new movement of music. For me, just loving to do mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what it is, man.
Yeah.
We got a caller for the 216. Sounds like, you know what I'm saying, we got Ohio in the building. What up, 216? You're live in the building with your boy, Dane Grease in the building.
Dane, what up?
What's good, homie? What's poppin'?
See, you got it, man. DJ Ruckus, man. I've been trying to get in, man. I was supposed to be chiming in earlier and shit, but I got blocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Okay, okay, okay.
African pack, son.
Go you ahead, what?
That's my dude right there, man. He goes
right
down. You there right there, fam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead and ask them a quick question and stuff so we can wrap it up because I know they're in the middle of doing like 30 million things.
Shit, I just really want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, my nigga Dame, man. I ain't really had no questions or nothing. I just want to give a shout out to the whole Wave Gang movement, my homegirl L, you know what I'm saying, Frenchie, Free Max B, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I just been tuning in, listening to all the, you know, wealth of knowledge that he's giving all these young cats, and I hope they listen.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you. Hey, Dave, man, give them, you know what I'm saying, all the information, how we can, you know what I'm saying, check you out, see the new projects and everything like that, Dave, because I know you got to wrap it up, fam.
Okay, Dave did have to wrap it up. You can reach him on twitter.com/DameGrease, or you can reach him at myspace.com/DameGrease. And if anyone's looking for beats, you can go on pmpworldwide.com/DameGrease and check it all out there. He's in another interview, so he had to go.
I know. We understand, man. But shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Cinnamon Jones, you know what I'm saying, Soul Pitch Media and the whole situation like that. We appreciate her, man, you know what I'm saying, for holding us down with this situation for real, man. They go in hard body, you know what I'm saying, Vacant Live Records, support them, support the DameGrease whole movement. You know what I'm saying, X, you know what I'm saying, the Wade Gang, you know what I'm saying, French Montana, shout out Killer Sludy, Sky High ENT, the whole fam, you already know what it is, man, Frenchie, you know what I'm saying, you already know what it is, man, we in the building, I appreciate y'all, man, that's what it's about, man, it's about, you know what I'm saying,
thank
you. We appreciate you, man, I know it's, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to, you know, trying to get 50 million interviews in today. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. For real. That's what's up. Y'all heard it first. DameGrease live on Lush Radio Online exclusive. Y'all was getting pieces, bits and pieces. Y'all heard X on there also, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Trying to get, you know, 50 interviews in. But we appreciate them for coming through, man. That's what it's about, man. Hard body. But we got, you know what I'm saying, our other special host live in the building, DJ Ricky Ruckus, holding it down for Ohio. Doing his 1-2, you know what I'm saying, in the building. It's my dude. He goes hard body on the Twitter and with that music, man, for real. What's up, son?
Ain't shit, man. You know, just appreciate the love, man. I don't know how I got mixed in with Dame and DMX, man, but, you know, that's a privilege, you know what I'm saying? I feel blessed to, you know, people reaching out to me like that, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to also have Phil Out Day live in the building. That's one of Raheem Devon's artists. He's going to be calling in exactly at 7 o'clock, man. You know what I'm saying? But just to let y'all know, it was official. We had DameGrease live in the building holding it down. You already know what it is, man. You know what
I'm saying? Talking crazy, too.
You said what?
He was talking crazy. Had like 5 different interviews going on, man. That's that nigga right there, though, man.
Yo, that's what you call grind right there, multitasking, son.
One day, hopefully.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that was grind and multitasking right there, man. Dane was definitely, you know what I'm saying, getting it but we appreciate him calling in though, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, who does that? This dude's an icon, you know what I'm saying? He's an icon, man. I respect that dude's grind for real, man. That's what
My man hit me back in the day. I think it was like when I was on MySpace or whatever, and we was chopping it up. Like you wouldn't even know that, you know what I'm saying, he was who he was. And every time, you know, I'd be tweeting his name and shit, he always be responding, man. He's real cool, down to earth, dude. You know what I mean? Real cool.
That's real talk, man. We got to shout out our sponsors, you know what I'm saying? Gina O'Hanna's Shop, along with Sippy Bump One, along with that, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Shout out Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in New York, the whole movement, Lush Radio Online. Shout out Knockers, you know what I'm saying? That's our new, you know what I'm saying, intern for Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio Online. Exclusive, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a joint from a joint from Dame, you know what I'm saying? Dame Grease, OG Crush, and Nori in French Montana. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all hear this joint, and we'll be back with more questions. We got our other special host. You know what I'm saying, DJ Ricky Ruckus in the building, Ebony, and your boy, Future Guru 100 in the building. You already know what it is, man. Dang Greek, you already know what it is. Exclusive. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is. That right there, you know what I'm saying, was Dan Grease, OG, Crush, Nori, and French Montana. You already know what it is, man. You're live on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know that we're doing this joint global, man. I got a drop from this cat from Germany that's listening to Lush Radio Online.
Yo, das ist Vance Beats aus Deutschland. Dicken Shoutout an mein Mädchen Lush von Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's global, baby. We ain't playing no games, man. Act like you know, man. And I think my boy Special Ed got something to tell y'all.
It's your boy Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. We're going back on the lines with my wonderful host in the building. We got DJ Ricky Ruckus in the building, and we got Ebony and Future Guru in the building. What up, what up, what up, fam?
Oh, shit. Guru in the building.
That's what it is, man. I'm so excited we had Dan Grease in the building, man. Y'all understand. And it was also an extra treat to have, you know what I'm saying, his ex on the line, you know what I'm saying? That was a good look, too, you know what I mean?
No, that was mad random. That shit was hot, though. For real. He just hopped on the line like, what it is? I'm like, damn. What's going on, man?
That's what it is, man. Hey, DJ Ricky Ruckus, man, go ahead and let the people know, you know what I'm saying, how it really goes down, you know what I'm saying? Give them a bit brief on what you're doing out there in Ohio and stuff, you know what I'm saying, with the mixtapes, with the DJing and the college movement you got going on, you know what I'm saying? Give them a brief synopsis, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, DJ Ricky Ruckus, Cleveland, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? I've been around for a while. Big up to Mick Boogie, Terry Irvin, they out there in Brooklyn now, all my East Coast fam. Shit, G-Unit Records, this is 50.com, Ozone Magazine, man. I'm pretty much dabbling in everything, but, you know, for the most part, I'm just a, you know what I'm saying, in the streets type DJ, you know what I'm saying? Definitely representing for the college folk out there. I mean, I went back and got my degree, you know what I'm saying, God willing, and, you know, just been really moving forward with the whole DJ thing, man. Shout out to the affiliates, heavy hitters, man, core DJs, all the DJ crews, you know. They know who I am. I'll be around.
That's what it is.
That's
what it is, man. DJ Ricky Ruck is going to be on here, you know what I'm saying, to give us feedback on the hot or not that we got Sunny live in the building, man. This is our dude right here, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, this dude's on the grind. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone line because I know I got a special dude that's going to call in, you know, and he's keeping it ice cold. Caller from the 917-587. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, baby.
Yes, yes. Good looking, Lush. It's your boy. I'm here.
That's what it is, man. We have the exclusive, your man Danny Davies, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Devon Davies, Devon Davies, I just got like, you know, DMX had jumped on the line. I'm like twisted in my head right now. But it's Devon Davies live on the line. This dude right here is doing big things, ice cold recordings. You know what I'm saying? He's doing some hot stuff out here in the New York area, you know what I'm saying? And also road manager, you know what I'm saying, for your man 50 Cent, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let, you know what I'm saying, the man of honor go ahead and tell the people what's really good and what's really going on. Go ahead, Devon.
Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity to jump on your platform and let the people know. It's your boy Devon Davy, straight out of BK. Been on the road for about 12 years, traveling the globe. I've touched just about every continent, crossed the seven seas, and I'm taking all of the experiences and knowledge that I've learned about this game, and I've decided to start my own record label. Shout out to Dame Grease. I remember when Dame Grease was on his grind in the early stages, he used to kick it with my man Ralph up in the office at Ujima Sound Productions. That's where I got my start. And I see he took it to the next level, and that's what it's about. You know, it's ice cold recordings. All you artists that are looking for exposure and want to roll with somebody that's not out to get over on them, I'm about, you know, this grassroots movement. Like I said, 12 years in the game, I never came up short. It's It's all about being honest and being real. And if you really want to take your career seriously and then you have quality sound and music, you can send it to me. IceColdRecordings@gmail.com. That's IceColdRecordings@gmail.com. I am taking submissions. The first release is going to be a free mixtape. I'm putting it out on my own. This is my own hard on 9-to-5 money that I decided to just put this music out and hopefully create a buzz. And we, you know, I'm trying to take it back to the days of getting, you know, I want a label deal. I want distribution, and I want some marketing dollars, and I think we can get it with platforms like this. Shout out to Lush and her movement, and it's about, you know, leveraging social media. And I get that term from my boy, Hosaline Main. If you're on Twitter, follow him, Hosaline, @HosalineMain. It's all about leveraging social media, using these platforms to take the music to where we know it's supposed to be, get it to the people without, you know, greasing palms and begging or bending over backwards or doing whatever is ungodly. You know, it shouldn't even have to be about that. It's about the music. It's about the art form. You know, when hip-hop started, it was a peace movement, and then it went left, and, you know, it has to go back to the peace movement. Shout out to artists like Jay Electronica, slipping the truth in there and letting these kids know that there is something other than what you're being presented with these images and these, you know, I don't even want to go there, but it's all about Ice Cold Recordings. We're keeping it ice cold. Again, IceColdRecordings@gmail.com. And get with me. Big up to Tony Dofat. He's one of the sponsors of the mixtape. If you're a big, if you know what's up, you got to check out DofatTV.com. Yep, DofatTV.com. Join the movement, and we're going to take this game back from the people that are trying to take it from us. You already know what it is.
Y'all know that.
Jay Electronica, too, man.
If y'all didn't check out the interview with, you know what I'm saying, Tony Dofat, we had him on this week, so you already know what it is. We going in tonight, man. I got Ice Cold Recordings. Divine is in the building, and he already know that I'm on deck. So anything that Ice Cold doing, Lush got his back all day, every day. You already know what it is, man. And for y'all that's just joining us right now, yo, we had your man Dame Grease in the building, and we kind of like randomly had DMX on the joint. Crazy,
wow.
Right?
Okay. Insane.
You know what I'm saying? It was some wild stuff. It went on, man, for real. But you know what I'm saying, Divine, I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and ask you a couple of questions and everything. But real quick, let him know you about to travel with 50, right? You're about to be out of the country.
Yes, February 22nd through April the 6th, we'll be all over Europe. You know, I love Europe. Europe has an appreciation for the art form. It's the place where you can really, you know, build your fan base. You know, we have to take this thing overseas where they, like I said, they really appreciate it. They still buy CDs. They're not looking for the mixtape. They're looking for the album. It's like a collector's item to them. It's such a different experience when you're over there. I mean, it's not white or black. It's music.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So you're going to be traveling with 50 and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be having my meetings with him so we can, you know, get this ice cold situation, get it popping. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? But I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and, you know, ask you some questions. Ebony, representing the California area, beautiful young lady, go ahead and ask my man Divine a question, love.
Ebony there?
Off the phone.
Ebony?
Is Ebony there?
Ebony, drop the phone.
I'm on that.
Ebony, you done dropped the phone, Eb?
I didn't drop the phone. I had it on mute.
Oh, okay. Right.
My question to you, as far as you start your own record label, because you get hip-hop back to where it was from the beginning, when the artists are coming at you with their package, tell our listeners what exactly you expect from them when they're submitting their music.
I want it to be mixed and mastered. I want it to be quality. I don't want it to sound like you use the internal microphone on your laptop. You know, it has to sound right. I have an A&R. He is a DJ. He's known. Hold on one sec.
Give me a minute.
He is a DJ in Atlanta, and he knows quality music. I also have Dope Ass Air. So if it's not, if it doesn't sound like quality, I don't care what you're saying. Everybody has a story to tell. But make sure that it's quality. Take your time, get it mixed, get it mastered. Because my thing is, if you are going to present something to the world, it has to be right. And, you know, I'm looking at this from a digital standpoint. I want to sign artists that their package is complete. They have a buzz in their city. They're getting played on a local college radio. They might be getting played on a local commercial radio. I want to help you take your career to the next level to get that national and that international exposure.
Future Ghoul, you got a question for Devon Sam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just want to say welcome to Lush Radio. We appreciate you. We support you. I'm out here in Jersey. We have a movement going on right from Irvington. You know, Jersey is still going on with the hip-hop, connecting with New York. So I just like to offer, just some information. We'll just be on point with your Twitter page. If you can, just shout out your Twitter page so we can link up from there, because what we do from Twitter and Lush Radio is kind of help whatever you promoting, man. So we just want to support that, man. We can appreciate what you bringing to us tonight, man. And those that are listening, please get your pens and pads, because he already gave you some vital information, and we encourage that our audience get interactive with our show. So interactive means grabbing a pen and pad. We know this is radio, but you can still get a pen and pad and listen to what's going on, because we don't put these guests together and get on this show, and this is valuable time for them, so we can appreciate what he's doing. So shouts out to the whole movement right there. We're going to definitely support that on Twitter. Shout out your Twitter page. Right quick, because I like the Twitter while we're on live, so people can tune in and call in, and some of your people might already be following us, man. So what's
definitely
your Twitter?
It's at Divine Davy. That's at DiVineDavy. That's at Divine Davy. And also, again, the email address for the label is icecoldrecordings@gmail.com. That's icecoldrecordings@gmail.com.
Good.
And
okay.
not only is the movement the label, but also, you know, Ice Cold comes from me and my crew, the Ice Cold Bodies, and that all started about 2 years ago. It's just
all
a
right.
group of guys. We're all sound engineers, tour managers, lighting directors, and stage managers, touring guys. So if you're on the road and you don't like what's going on with your career, get at me. We have production managers, we have sound engineers, we have recording engineers, and that all derives from Ujima Sound Productions. That's UJIMA Sound Productions. The founder is Rebecca Foster. She's been in the game for over 30 years. She spawned the careers of many like Latifah, Naughty by Nature, KRS-One. She helped bring a quality sound to the hip-hop community. You know, guys were out there doing shows, but their sound was horrible. So she's an actual sound engineer, and she showed them how to put the sound packages together, get the right sound, get, you know, you want a band, I can help you get a band. We know musicians. We were instrumental in putting, you know, 50s band together, putting Diddy's band together. Shout to Chris Lighty. If it wasn't for brothers like him and Busta Rhymes, I would not be where I'm at today. You know, like I said, I started out carrying the bags and worked my way up and took all the knowledge and experience, and I was a listener. You know, you got to listen. I listened to my bigger brothers, and I think I'm able to jump out the window and really go somewhere with this label, because, like I said, right now it's just me. It's just me.
That's real talk. And DJ Ricky Ruckus, man, I love this dude right here, man. This is my brother right here, man. You got
hello, y'all more, man.
Huh?
Hello, y'all more, man.
I love you too, man. You got a question for Divine Vic, brother?
Yeah, but, first of all, I mean, since I got my G-Unit family here, I got to shout out to my nigga Nails and Renee. Let Renee know next time I'm out there, he need to pick his phone up, man. He treat me like a red-headed stepchild and shit.
Oh, I
but,
got you on that. That's not a problem.
That's my peoples, though. But at any rate, I know allhiphop.com actually featured an article, I think it was yesterday, on the whole 360 deal and, like, the oversaturation of the, you know, the music market and why labels are, like, really, like, you know,
so to speak, like not every label, every situation. I mean, everything is different. But, I mean, if you could school them a little bit on the indie route as opposed to the major route and why so many, you know, people are doing that at the indie way, you know what I'm saying, for the indie artists out there tuned in because they, you know, they really need to know.
Well, from my, you know, I can only speak from what I see and from what I know. I think that the 360 deal is just a stick up without a gun. You know, there was a time when if you were out on the road and you were selling your merchandise, you're selling your T-shirts, you're selling whatever you're selling out in the concession stands, that money was yours. With the 360 deal, the label is tapping into everything that you're selling. So, yeah, they'll help promote you. They'll help market you. But for every dime that you make, best believe they're getting probably 5 cents. Just like, you know, the old days of being and having an artist deal. You got your upfront money. You got your budget. You did what you did. You get out on the road. But, you know, you don't really see a dime off of your sales until you recoup all of the money that they had invested in you. With the indie route, you know, you move 200,000 and you're a millionaire because if you're selling your joint and you're able to market and promote your joint yourself through platforms like this and you're selling music, you know, you're keeping out of that $7 that you're charging for your album or your EP or what have you, you know, you could see up to $5 of those $7. So it's the difference between taking a loan or, you know, owning the bank.
Right. And that, with that being said, you know, with the indie artists, I mean, could you really kind of school them on the whole? Because everybody nowadays, they think it's still the industry of old where, when Dame and all them was moving, you know, millions of records at a time. I mean, there's really no fly-by-night shit. Like, you're not going to become a millionaire overnight. But could you kind of school the indie artist on, you know, really how to build their buzz, I guess, so to speak?
I said earlier, you have to leverage the social media. What we're doing right now is the future of the record industry. I feel what I'm doing is the future of the record label. It's going to be someone who has computer savvy, who has business sense, and can market and promote and brand a label. That's what it's about. And then also, I just want to add, don't believe the hype. Every artist who they say sold a million records didn't.
Right.
Labels and management, they buy back records. Like, it's the oldest trick in the book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make the numbers look right.
So, you know what I'm saying, Divine, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely honored to, you know, have you on the show. You know you're my brother. You know I love you to death.
Oh, I love you more, and I appreciate the opportunity. I really do. You know, this is like maybe my first interview as far as what I'm doing with, you know, myself. You know, I've been questioned about, oh, how is it to work with such and such, you know. That's all fine and dandy, but it's a great feeling to know that I can stand here and speak about something that I'm doing, and I'm honored.
That's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying. We're going to have Phil Ade, you know what I'm saying, in the building, Raheem Devon and Dre, you know what I'm saying, Dre the Mayor's artist from the 368, you know what I'm saying, 368 Music Group. So, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be live on the line in a few. Y'all heard Dane Grease and, you know, randomly had DMX on the line, you know what I'm saying, which was cool. But it was going down tonight, man. I got my wonderful co-host, DJ Ricky Ruckus, Ebony, and Future Guru live online. And we got right now the one and only Divine Davey. Ice Cold Recordings. One more
appreciate
time, we're gonna have a longer interview with him. More we're gonna have so he can actually take some calls from independent artists and stuff like that. We're gonna have that coming up soon. But one more time again, and go ahead and give them your contact info and everything, your Twitter, so they can get at you, Divine.
Definitely, it's at Divine Davey. That's at DiVineDavy, and the email address for the label is icecoldrecordings@gmail.com. Also, look out for the website, icecoldrecordings.com, under construction right now. Shout out to my man, Ed Clinkett, over in the UK. He got mad love for the kid. He's designing my website for free, so he's a really good dude. Get at me. I mean, if there's something that you need, get at me. It's not even about the music. I know people that know people. If I You know, if I can't get it done, I know someone that can. So I'm all about sharing information. I'm not about hiding nothing. I'm about helping my people. We got to take back what's ours, take it to the next level. But, Les, I got to jump off because you already know, and I'm going to let everybody else know. I'm also the local tax man. I'm at the tax shop right now. I'm doing taxes. So if you have any issues with that, get at me. I do that too. All right?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
All right,
we love you, man. That's what it is, man. Devine Davies, tour manager for 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, also has his own record label, Ice Cold Recordings, just was on the line with us. We're going to have your man Phil Ide in the building. Y'all know him for the joint Hollywood Hot Joint right there. He's going to be in the building. And I got to shout out my man Dre, the mayor, for providing this interview, you know what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying, soon we might have Raheem Devon. You never know. But check it out. He's live. I think he's live on the line. Let me check. Is this the one and only Phil Ide in the building? What up?
Yes, sir. What's good?
What up, Phil Ide? What up, Jal?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? We had Dan Grease and DMX on the joint. Just had Ice Cold Recordings. But, you know, we got the one and only Phil Ide in the building. So I got to give you some love, my dude.
Yes, sir.
Yo, so Phil Ide, man, you know what I'm saying? You already know I'm Nigerian, so you know I'm going to be like, yo, how you there now? How you there, Ide?
What's good, man? About me.
Oh, man, I love Fanny. I love Fanny. For real, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm especially, like, hyped to have you on because you got the Nigerian roots and everything. So, you know, shout out to all the Niger people, you know,
yes,
that are definitely doing their thing in the music now. Mm-hmm. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got some shout-outs, Phil, before we get into the nitty-gritty, my dude?
Shout outs, yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my management, Tennyson Riches, Paperboys Management. Shout out the whole 368 Music Group, the whole family, Raheem Devon, Dre the Mayor, Brooke, Overrock, all of them, you know what I'm saying? It's a movement.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and let my co-host start off with the questions real quick. I got the beautiful Ebony representing the Cali area. Looking all scrumdiddlyumptious. What up, Ebony?
What's up?
What's up, Phil Ide?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. So let's normally introduce the guests if you ask them to give a synopsis about themselves. So I'm going to take that question from her.
Okay, so what's the question? Repeat it one more time, homie.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, like, you know, what do you do, and...
Okay. My name's Phil Ide, of course. I'm a hip-hop recording artist on the 368 Music Group. I hail from the Maryland area. Other than Maryland, I've stayed in several other states, including Florida, Alabama. I was born in California, so shout-out to y'all. Definitely, I'm just all about good music, making good music, and doing what I can do to help just improve hip hop.
That's what it is.
That's what's
up. Phil Ide, if y'all don't know, he did the remix to you know, Pretty Girls with Wale and Raheem Devon, a hot joint. He's known for the hot joint he got called Hollywood. The man doing a little like Frank Sinatra like singing, which we got in the arsenal. You know what I'm saying? But the dude is an ill MC. The dude got a retarded following. I mean, he's doing shows back to back, all over the map, doing this thing, man. And I'm really thinking that Phil Ide about to be the next to blow. Real talk, for real.
Yo, man, situation, man. Just being with 368 and having Raheem back in me has just been a blessing. So,
I mean, can you tell the people how y'all linked up, you know what I'm saying, to make that whole movement, you know what I'm saying, with Dre and Raheem?
Well, it all started when I was in college. I did a semester at the school in Alabama, Oakland University, and while I was there, I joined the go-go band.
for those that know, the go-go is a form of music that's popular in the D.C. area and its surrounding parts. So I met up with some dudes from back home. I got into a go-go band, and just being on stage and performing, that's really what got me into music and got me really passionate about it. While I was there, a dude who lived in the suite next to mine took notice of me. He linked me with his brother back home after I got out of school, who was happened to be best friends with Raheem Devon. And that he was starting a label, and they brought me on board from there.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to go ahead and take it to my man representing the Ohio area, DJ Ricky Ruckus, man, holding it down, man. You already know what it is. Hey, bro, go ahead and ask him out there a question, fam.
Yo, what's good, fam?
What's good?
You got it, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been really keying in on schooling the indie artists or whatever, because I work with a lot of artists. A lot of people, you know, hit me up on Twitter, and they hit me on, you know, Facebook and MySpace and everything, and they really try to ask me my advice, you know what I'm saying? So for the most part, I'm a key in on the indie side. Being the fact that obviously you have a co-signer, Raheem Devon, he signed to a major, but more or less it sounds like the record label's like kind of like a indie movement, correct? Like an indie label?
Yeah, it's definitely something that's just on the upstart. Grassroots is what Raheem calls it.
Okay. What is the best advice you could give artists in terms of really getting themselves out there and being on that independent label? I mean, it sounds like you obviously got the streets on Smash. I don't know why I haven't gotten your record yet, but, you know, I'm trying to get hip on these lines, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I could shoot you my email and you could give me some of your music.
I'm going to slide you that joint, Ricky. I'm going to slide it in your email tonight.
Yeah, that's what's up, because, you know, I break records out here, baby. That's why the industry fuck with me. But, I mean,
that's
the main...
why you on the show, dog. That's why you on the show, because we know you break records.
Okay. But the main thing, really, fam, is just if you could key in on helping the indie artists in terms of, like, how to get yourself out here and how you self-marketed yourself, you know, to stay on these shows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely starts with having a vision for yourself and where you want to go and how you want to portray yourself to people. And with that, just using every outlet you could use possible, open mics, any showcases in the, around town that you can get on. Like one thing my manager says, it's not about where you are, it's what you do where you are. Like how you get it to get it popping. You could be in the backwoods of Idaho, but if you can get it popping out there, then you know what I'm saying? You'll get
the money
that you want. Yeah, it's not about where you at, it's what you do where you at. So, and definitely get a team of friends or whatever the case may be of people to guide you and basically just help you. Like, every artist, like, it got to be a machine behind you. You got to have street team. You got to have just people putting the word out. So, it's definitely, you can't be on your own and make it in this industry. You got to have a team behind you. And that's the blessing that I have. I have 368. Behind me and working as a machine to get me out there along with my own efforts. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk. That's real talk right there. We got a caller from the DMV in the building, caller from the 202. What up? You live on Lush Radio Online. What's the live day?
What's good?
You know, what's up?
What's good?
What's the word?
What's good? Is this Monty? Is this my brother in the building? What up?
Yeah, it's Monty. What's poppin'?
What's good,
Papa, man? What's good, my name? What's poppin', Falade?
What's good, homie?
Good ass, man.
From home on the line.
Yeah, man. Know you signed a 368, man. I've been following your music or whatnot. I've been a big fan of Raheem for a minute since he blew or whatnot. And actually, my guy, I don't know if it's true or not, my guy just got signed with y'all too, XO.
XO? Oh, no, he's not with 368. He's with, like... He's with another label that's making moves out here. That's Studio 4-3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy, too. I know him personally. Yeah. But,
Do you got a question for Phil Out Day, Monty?
Yeah. When your album dropping, fam?
Album?
Yeah.
That's fun. Yo, I got an album. Like, it's not for sale, but I have an album that's going to be dropping. I call it an album. Like, I'm done calling my projects mixtapes, because really, when you think about it, it's original songs, and we work on it like it's an album. So I do have an album coming out. It's called The Letterman, and it should be available early this spring. It'll be up on 368. And, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of collabs on there. Then join Wale. J. Cole's agreed to do some. Of course, I have a lot of joints with Raheem on there. Abby Benet has agreed to do some. Actually, I already got a joint with that. So yeah, we were Kingpin Slim, all of them. So it's about to be popping. That's basically, it's my album. That's when my album coming out.
That's what it is. Hey, Phil Ade, man, for them cats they don't know, I'm about to get them this hot one from you, Hollywood, man. Can you do me the honors, my dude, to introduce this joint, fam?
Yo, this is my joint. It's called Hollywood. It's a single off my mixtape starting on JV. Make sure y'all go cop that, 368musicgroup.com. A little something about the song. I wrote it as like kind of like a letter to myself, just saying don't forget about what's important, your family, your friends, and the people that have been there before you reached a point of success. And just don't go Hollywood. That's the message of the song.
That's what it is, man. We're here with Phil Ade. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into Hollywood right now, and we're going to be back in a second with more Phil Ade on Lush Radio.
Yeah. I'm going to search and search. Y'all know who it is.
My head been in the clouds, sorry if I don't acknowledge you. Aspiring MC, who's failing as a college student, polished you. Brown skin matching Louis Wallet you. Shopping is a problem, I've been poor off of Carmelou. Kama Sutra, I'm trying to switch my position. To pinch on some pennies and been plenty pinching. Something gotta give in, it ain't gonna be me though. They say I'm crazy, cause of me they see low. Yo, I do it for the people. Be putting shun to the hate like Rio. Yeah, and continuing the mean flow. Beating beats till they need stitch like Lilo. Bad when I'm on the track, swag got a lot of that. Been recording every year, I swear, work for Almanac. All of that talent, I'ma end up making it. But I ain't saying shit, cause I don't want friends thinking this.
No, please don't go Hollywood. I've been with you from the start. Bars of coke, I'm just trying to make a living, ain't tripping off of those, but if that's what it come with, bring it on, come quick and tell my family, send me something with a drum kit, yeah, cause my crew gotta eat too, Ryan and my mix, how could I leave you, seen a dude struggle from the bottom of the totem, I told him that I'ma be the word to my colon, this rookie been sitting out, I feel like Greg Oden in 08, now I'm about to take over the whole game. Yeah, I'm on my LeBron James, I'ma get what I deserve, that's word to OJ. And y'all just have no say, I'm the speaker of my house, Nancy Pelosi. No way, I can't turn my back on my past, I don't want none of my family to ever have to ask this. No, please don't go Hollywood, I've been with you from the start.
For the old me, these raps blow me. Half of them is phony. Haven't had a shot, but they're acting like OGs. Oh, please. All that shit is OD's. About to lean on them, yeah. All I spit is codeine. Hip hop muscle, but I ain't sipping protein shakes. No, I just got what it takes to make it. So you can hate me or love me. Either way, it's not gonna budge me. Cause I don't play fair like a fake me a bus fee. Dog, trust me, the money and the fame is a blessing and a curse. Some of these dudes swear they got gifts to earth. They off what they worth, the profit is hurting them. Yeah, and I promise I'ma love from them. Word.
No, please don't go Hollywood. I've been with you from the start. Before you knew you were a star, ain't far from Hollywood.
what it is, man. Hollywood right there from the one and only Phil Out Day. Yeah, you already know what it is, man. We ain't playing no games out here, but my man, I know we got
coming to the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl, Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy, Noah, in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Man, act like you know, man. Phil Out Day, Hollywood, you already know what it is. We in the building, Lush Radio Online. Ebony, DJ Ricky Ruckus, man, we in the building, man. Act like you know. Phil Out Day in the building now. What up, baby?
What's good, homie?
Yo, I'm so excited to have you on. Have you, you know what I'm saying? You know the crazy thing about it, Phil, right? You know
yeah.
Northwestern High School? You know Northwestern High School?
Yeah.
I teach over there, too, right? So the principal over there was saying, yo, y'all know this artist Phil Out Day? I need y'all to support him. You know what I'm saying? That's the first time I heard about you from the principal over there. I was like, you know what? Let me look up this dude right here. You know what I'm saying? And then we checked you out. I said, oh, Phil doing this thing? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to Dre the Mayor. That's my dude, man. He a good dude, stand-up dude for real. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
You know what I mean? So, you know, so I had to get the interview. And I seen you grinding hard body, man. It's about the grind. And plus, you know what I'm saying, you represent our country, man, Nigeria. You already know what it is, man. For real.
Yeah, to the fullest.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Phil, you know what I'm saying, being in the industry, man, what is your hardest adversity, you know what I'm saying, just dealing with this industry in general?
Adversity?
Mm-hmm.
I would say definitely, like, adversity. Huh. I'm thinking about it. I mean, I've had it. I know, like, I'm just coming up, so, like, I know I'm not out there like I should be, like, because we just starting up from hometown and working our way up. But, I mean, it's been a good ride so far, for real. For a lot of dudes like Raheem, he's been in the grind 10 years before he got to where he's at right now. So it's just been a blessing so far. So adversity, there's going to be adversity as far as just feeling like your stuff is leveling off or your buzz is going out, but it's just something you gotta keep working through and stick with it. And it's good that I'm glad to have Raheem as a mentor because he really puts you to grind for real. So whenever it feels like things are getting rough, that's just when you know you gotta put more grind in. So.
And that's real talk right there. So, Phil, can you give the people, you know what I'm saying, how they can get in contact with you, check for you, you know what I'm saying, and anything like that, fam?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We all over the internet, 368musicgroup.com. Catch my mixtape there, start on JV. Also, Raheem has some mixtapes up there also that I'm featured on. You can check me there, of course, on Twitter. I'm on there, Phil Out Day 301. That's PHILADE 301. Hit me up there. Facebook is / the same thing, Phil Out Day 301, MySpace, all that, man.
Real talk, everybody, though, really Google this cat. Like, for real, this dude's doing his numbers. Doing his numbers hard body, man. And, you know, I don't deal with a lot of people, but if you're doing your numbers, you know Lush is watching. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and get it in with you, you know what I'm saying? I got my wonderful co-host, DJ Ricky Ruckus, my brother, and my sister, and Street Queen Ebony live in the building. But I'm going to go ahead and let the ladies go first. Go ahead, Ebony.
Okay, my question is to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is, besides music, what else did you want to do? Like, say if the music wasn't working like how it is right now. What would you be doing?
I definitely also have a passion for art. What I was in school for when I was in school was graphic design. Like, I like designing things and just putting visual things together. That's another passion of mine. Like, before I did music, like I'm doing it now, I used to just do a lot of drawing. My brother does the same thing. Like, that's something I've always done growing up. So I definitely have the passion is there too for. But music just was a lot more fun for me. So that's definitely another lane that I plan to attack as I move further in my career.
And what kind of information could you give the youth that's coming up as far as they want to do music, but they're not interested in, they only have that as their main focus? What information or what insight would you give them?
Who want to do music as their main focus?
The young people, for the younger generation.
Oh, well, I mean, definitely whatever you do, you got to put your all into it. School is really should be first, your main priority in life, because no matter what you do, nobody can take your education away from you. So that's definitely something that should be priority. I'm out of school now, but I do plan to go back, because nothing is guaranteed in this world. So I'd definitely say get your education. And if you want to do music, make sure your heart is really in it, and that you're down to grind for no matter how long it will take to get to the point you want to get to.
That's real talk right there, DJ Ricky Ruckus. Go ahead,
yeah,
and ask your question, man.
So I really just wanted to man, I totally forgot what I was about to ask you too. I had a good one. Shut up, bitch.
You tell, man.
It must have been the random white guy voice that y'all had on here, man. Damn, what was I about to ask? I straight was about to ask you some real shit, man, and I completely forgot, man.
Oh, wow. I mean,
throw me
something.
Man.
Do you remember?
There we go.
I had a brain fart, man. I don't even smoke either. My man was kind of touching on it with the from G-Unit or whatever earlier, but what is your take on the whole, like, beef situation and artists, like, going at one another, or, like, up-and-coming artists like yourself, like, going at, you know, the head honcho or the dude that's at the top? Like, what's your take on the whole beefing in the industry and trying to really position yourself? Not that it hasn't worked in the past, you know what I'm saying, but, I mean, what's your take on that?
A lot of these quote-unquote beefs, like, the dudes that be beefing, they real talk, they sit down and be friends behind the scenes. And they do
either that or they talk, yeah.
A lot of times these things are, like, it's kind of like it's entertainment. And that's not something I'd really want to get into. But the whole beef thing, I don't see the point of it for real, other than getting people entertained and getting people talking as far as that. But, I mean, a lot of times sometimes there are people have serious disagreements. And, like, the Freeway and Jay-Z joint, like that, you can tell that something real is happening behind there.
Yeah.
That's Beanie Siegel, my bad. But,
yeah.
A lot of these beefs sometimes they're not as serious as they might play out to be or seem to be.
Yeah, and the crazy part is, like, on my end, like, I know I done met a lot of the artists or whatever, like, probably, like, 60% of the people out here in the hip-hop, R&B world, and you know, I guess my main preaching to artists is, man, a lot of that stuff is a facade, like, all that shit they be talking, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, I come from a humble background. I mean, like, Cleveland is not a nice area by no stretch of the imagination. But, I mean, you can move on and you can do positive things with your life, man. I think a lot of people get caught up in the hype of the music business and the negativity. And it's really, a lot of that shit is a facade. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fakeness. But,
yeah.
Talk right there. But, you know what I'm saying, Phil, man, I'm going to let Monty ask you one more question. We're going to wrap it up because we want to get into a hot or not in a few.
And we also got the segment called Get the Out of Here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's when callers call in. And if they have something that they just want to tell somebody, you know what, get out of here, then you call in. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is, man. Call us from the 202. Monty, you still on the line? You got another question for my man Phil Ade?
Yeah. Yo, when your next show, fam?
My next show, I believe the 26th, is going to be my manager in the region. It's too right there. 13th, I'm being in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going over there to perform in the area that that school I was in, where it all started from. We're going to do a performance out there for Valentine's weekend. So, yeah, that should be good. Out here in the area, my next joint is on the 26th. I believe it's the Hard Rock Hotel, I believe. Sponsored by Commonwealth. You know what I'm saying? They sponsored my mixtape, my first tape, starting on JV. And also I'm going to be doing the show with a rock band from the D.C. area, U.S. Royalty. In fact, I was just by their studio.
Yeah, I heard of them. Yeah, they are.
They're dope. Like, they've been making moves of their own. So it's dope to collab with them, and I think that's kind of like a some untapped artistry, I believe, as far as the black community in D.C. I think everybody has really heard about them. So it's going to be dope to do something with them.
Okay.
That's
what's up, man. Look forward to hearing from you more, my G.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. That's my brother right there. We actually, you know, go to different events and we shoot photos and he helps me with the photos and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully next time, you know, you're doing another event, you know, Dre will let me know and we'll be out there to support you and stuff, my dude, as well. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing I got coming up too is, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but Raheem has an album coming out. I believe it's his third album, The Love and War Masterpiece. Getting ready for to release, and then he's going to be going on world tour, and he decided to bring me along with him, so that's going to be major for me.
That's going to be a good look, my dude, for real, man. I hope you, when you stop in Nigeria, man, don't forget to pick me up some stuff, man. Stop playing.
Definitely, we've been making plans to take a trip out there.
You already know what it is, man, you know. That's what I'm talking about, man. Go out there, you know what I'm saying, represent, man. You know they're going to love you to death because you representing and stuff, man. They're going to be all on you. For real. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Man, I see nothing but success for you, my dude, and I wish the best for you, especially as a Nigerian brother, just as an artist, and with your strive and your determination and everything. You got a good team behind you, man.
Definitely.
I'm feeling your movement, man, for real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Anything, new records, anything y'all got, Lush Radio got you. You on deck. I love you to death, man. You already know what it is, man, for real.
Appreciate that love, fam. We'll definitely be in touch with you and be working with you in the future. I appreciate
that. That's what it is, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is, man. I can't wait to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit Dre up and stuff in regards to the drops and everything. But, you know what I'm saying? I love you to death, man. You already know what it is, man. Nigeria in the building, feel I did. Come on now. Act like you know. I'm on Nigeria in the building, eh? You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is, man. We in the building, Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games out here, man. We touching people worldwide, international. Feel I did in the building. Make sure you follow him on that Twitter. Y'all already know what it is, man. We got our host in the building. You know what I'm saying? DJ Rich Ruckus, Ebony. You already know what it is. But this segment of the show is called Hot or Not, where we bring to the table independent artist music, and we put it on the platform to get honest feedback from artists. You already know what it is. You might get DJ Rich Ruckus. You want to get Future Guru. You want to have people from all over giving you honest feedback on your music. It goes down tonight on Lush Radio Online. Hey, Phil, I'm going to holler at you on the flip side, my dude. I love you, man, for real.
I appreciate it, bro.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope Phil knows that I'm a female and he hopes that I'm not a dude.
was that?
I said, Flo, I hope you know that I'm a female, and I know my voice kind of deep and stuff.
My bad.
I know, man, my voice deep as a mug, though, but.
Man, I'm recording, man. My mind is all over the place.
Man,
I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize, man. I get that, man. I got raspy voice. It's all good, man. I love you to death, man. Stop playing, man. I'm playing with you.
You just sound so cool.
I know, man. I love you, man. You already know what it is, man. I love you, man. That's what it is, man. Feel like day in the bill. I'm playing with you, man. Stop playing.
All right, man.
All right, fam, I'll talk to you later. We got Pretty Girls right here from your man Sonny. He's the official Hot or Not contestant, so we're going to put this joint right here. And we want your honest opinion about how you feel about this music. It's called Pretty Girls in Ink by your man Sonny. Check it out and tell us if it's hot or not, or should we just throw it in the freaking garbage? Let us know.
It goes. Tattoo, but she gotta be nasty.
Yeah, Marley, I gotcha. John Red, I gotcha. City, Young Lock, Neff.
True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with. Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
You already know what it is, man. That was Sunny right there, Pretty Girls, Inc. Y'all heard that joint. Now it's your turn to tell me, is it hot or not? So we want to go to the line and bring our wonderful host on the line and ask them first, because you already know how it is. So we got our girl, Ebony, from the Cali area. Ebony, what you think about it?
Oh, I was really throwing that joint. I liked it. I was over here just, like, doing a little bit of jumping and jamming and thinking, like, you know, I want to get the party started. I'm going to put that in on my way to the club.
That's what it is. You heard it first from your girl, Ebony, representing the Cali area. And my man representing the Ohio area, DJ Ricky Ruckus. What's your opinion, hot or not?
I think it was hot. I think the recording could have been done at a in terms of, like, his voice seemed like it was kind of, I don't know, it wasn't recorded correctly, but it's definitely a catchy song, you know what I'm saying? I would definitely tell him to hone his craft a little bit better and spend some money on that good production, but I thought it was very catchy.
That's what it is. You heard it first from DJ Ricky Ruckus, Breaking Records, out in Ohio. You already know what it is, man. And we got Monty still on the line, representing the DMV. Was it hot or
yo,
not?
Yo. I'm going to go with DJ Ruckus on that one, partially. I think he could have did a little bit more with his production. He didn't put a clean edit on there. It's not mastered. It's not bounced. You know, I'm familiar with music myself. He could have did a lot better. And I think All in All is a pretty good song because it's a catchy hook. You know, that's what's hot now. I think, you know, the lyrics could have been a little bit more solid, but hey, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody
got to start somewhere.
Definitely, definitely.
That's what it is. Monty's from the DMV, you know what I'm saying, on that Hot or Not. And we got your boy back on the line with us, the one and only Future Guru. Was it hot or not?
Yeah, I was in a bad area. Everybody back on the line once again. Yeah, you can step his lyrics game up a little bit. I heard the hook is nice and everything, but he definitely needs to step his lyrics up a little bit. And you know, I'm going with that right there. I'm not even going to go in too much like that. He definitely got to step up his production and engineering for sure. And you know, he got a hook for sure.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And you know what I'm saying? That was the official Hot or Not right there. You know what I'm saying? The one and only Sunny. You know what I'm saying? We give honest feedback on artist music. You know what I'm saying? Submit your music. You know what I'm saying? For the Hot or Not at mixtapempt3promo@gmail.com. How that fits your Google. He'll give you the details. Or you can go to www.lushradioonline.com. And you can go ahead and hit on the side, on the left-hand side, where it says $10 campaign and click on it. And you can be ready to get on the Hot or Not. You already know what it is, man. It goes down on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to go ahead and go to an 8-Ball and MJG joint, 10 toes down. We had them on the show earlier this week. Make sure y'all support them on their song. The joint is going down, 10 toes down, premiered on World Star Hip Hop. So we need them numbers to go up. You already know what it is, man. And when we come back, we got a segment called, you know, a skit with me and my girl Ebony called Get the Out of Here. You know what I'm saying? All the cats is doing that fuckboy shit. Get the out of here. You already heard what it is. Calling that 347-826-7736.
GTFOH.
You already know
quick
what it is, man.
Love.
So we go. What'd you say?
Quick question, love. Yo.
Go ahead,
man. Yo, am I wildin' or did I miss Grease?
Yeah, you missed him, man. He was here early.
Grease was on?
Yeah.
Yo, let him know what happened, y'all.
Man.
Yeah, Grease was on. You missed it.
And DMX. DMX
too. Yeah. Hold on. X was on this shit.
Yeah, DMX too.
Man.
Yeah, DMX was on the line.
Man, I'm upset.
But you know what? Because you can listen to it. It's already pre-recorded. So we upline it and you can hear it.
No doubt.
And you're also a part of that interview now since you've called in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to that 10 toes down and think about what you want to say to somebody. For all them people that's hating, get out of here. You already know what it is, man. We're going to come back with the out of here segment in a quick second. So make sure y'all get y'all thoughts together because we're going to be going straight into that when we come back from 10 toes down.
to this track.
Yeah. 10 toes in the mud. Since day one, you know what I'm talking about? Day Wild, MJG, Drama Boy.
Yeah.
10 toes down.
Yeah.
Están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Come on, man. We global, man. Y'all hear that? Man, that's in Spanish, man. It's crazy. Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games. We got Future Guru in the building, Ebony in the building, DJ Ricky Ruckus in the building. That dude breaks records for real, and it's not a game. You better act like you know, baby. You live on Lush Radio Online, and you already know what the business is. This segment of our show is called Get the Out of Here, all right? Due to the fact that I'm in an area that I can't say the full word, I'm going to say Get the Out of Here. But everybody else can say the full word.
It's C-F-O-A. You start, Lush. You start.
Oh, everybody can join in on this, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This joint is called Get the Fuck Out of Here, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? For
get
all the fans doing
here.
That crazy stuff, that sign wide and stuff, man, and y'all cats think that we ain't watching y'all, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Fuck out of here.
Yo, Ebony, man, tell them what your Get the Out of Here is about.
Okay. How about when you're in the grocery store and you only going to pick up one item and you got this lady in front of you who got wicked coupons? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I got some place to go.
Yo, Ricky Ruckus, man, get the fuck out of here. Tell them what it is, man.
Man, these rappers that talk about all this street cred and all this shit that they got, man. And that is all obsolete. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Hey, Monty, man, what you get the fuck out of here about?
How about these people riding around with vehicles like they fools? I seen a Jolly Rancher Impala yesterday that said on the back window, Miss Kim. And I spelled Miss, M-I-Z-Z, Kim. And on the bottom of it, I'm that bitch. And hard candy. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I seen a Skittles car, too.
I seen Oreos, Cheetos. I mean, come on, man. Are we eating our vehicles, man?
That's real talk, future guru, man. What you get the fuck out of here about?
Everybody that don't acknowledge that this is real radio, blog talk, go on to Twitter, hit up Lush Radio. If you bringing real radio back, if you don't acknowledge that, just get the fuck out of here. Acknowledge that.
Ow.
Acknowledge that. Real radio, man.
For real. But all y'all cats just say that y'all music the hottest shit and your mother or your father don't even come to your joint or you don't even got one person to show up to your event, get the fuck out of here.
Out of here. Now. Immediately.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
For real. Yo, Evan, it's your turn. Go ahead.
I'm, come back to me.
Yo, Ricky, go ahead, man. We got to get him in, man. We got to get him in. They said we got 2 minutes, and we got 2 minutes to get the fuck out of here.
2 minutes, man. For all those that's down at Lush Radio and everybody, you know what I'm saying, on this line ain't global, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
That's what it is, man. Monty, go ahead, man.
Yeah, all these supposed artists out here that's making this music that has no meaning and really isn't music. It sounds like something that they used to do on after school TV. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. Like, really, get the fuck out of here. What's the catch to your song? What is it?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one more to all the adversaries, and the haters. You know, we got to wake up every morning and put our game face on. So if you don't got your game face on, get the fuck out of here. Just get your game face on, rocking with us. Game face.
That's what it is. Yo, shout out to Game Face, man. Our first lady, Game Face. Positive people doing positive things. Ebony, you got your fuck out of here yet?
Yeah, my fuck out of here is to all those people that's doubted me. Get the fuck out of here. That's
what it is, man. Yo, my last fuck out of here is for all y'all artists sending DJ Ricky Ruckus and all my DJs and me all this music, and y'all don't label y'all music, and y'all put track number one, and y'all don't label that joint, and all them cats that be sending me their music and act like I owe you to play your music, and so many y'all cats out there that be sending me all this music to tell me to review it like I have to do it, fuck out of here.
That was
real
talk.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Of all the haters, the cats that burnt me last year and the cats that's acting like they want to come back and work for me or deal with the kid again and act like I don't remember what to do to the kid, fuck out of here.
Bum ass.
New money and no sense in 2010. So if you ain't about getting money and if you ain't about helping your community and you talking about all this stuff that's in your hood and this, that, and the third, why don't you save your hood, man, besides trying to bring your hood down, man? Get the fuck out of here. That's radio online, nigga.
Yeah. To put the icing on that cake, all them cowards out there that blog about Lush Radio and talk down on them and can't step up and come face to face and talk that shit, get the fuck out of here. Go that away.
Go that away.
Wow.
Shout out to all the people, man. Shout out to Dan Glee. Shout out for the random
DMX jump off, man. But that was a good look, man. Shout out to DMX's whole movement, all that. Shout out to Dane Grease. Shout out to the Wavy movement. Shout out to Cocaine City.
Ow.
To the Flutie. Sky High ENT. Don't forget Two
Wives. City, baby.
Oh, my man, Devon.
Frenchie.
You know what I'm saying? And Frenchie. Don't forget French Montana.
Convict.
DJ K. Everybody, man. Shoot. All the, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the best of the best.
Fresh. Fresh from South Queens and Murder from DJ
and
Lady
Murder, you know what I'm saying? Especially Murder, man. Can't forget that. You already know what it is, man. Everybody, go ahead and shout out to our Twitter real quick, man, because we about to sign off in a quick second, man. I'm going to go ahead and let our guest host go first real quick. Go ahead, Ruckus, and go ahead and let them know what the deal is.
Oh, yeah. It's just / DJ Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Ruckus, R-U-C-K-K-U-S. There's two K's in there. And my Facebook's the same way, / DJ Ricky Ruckus.
That's what it is, man. And then go ahead, my wonderful and beautiful Ebony.
My Twitter is Ebonisha, EBONIESHIA.
Future Guru?
All right, you know, it's Future Guru 100, FUTUREGURU 100. Get at me on my... on my new moving business, man. Essex County new, and Union County. If y'all ever listen to the sound of my voice and you're moving real soon, holler at me. I'm going to move you. I got a crew. I'm a hiring. I'm a hiring. I'm a hiring.
I'm
hiring. There ain't no recession. Come work for him. Monty, put your Twitter out there, Monty.
Yeah, you can catch me on twitter.com/ Monty Wave. I'm everywhere. You ain't never there. My Facebook, Monty Splashdown. I mean, we making moves over here. What are you doing? You know?
Get what are you doing?
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Try to see DJ
man.
Wayne Ski and Beat Miners.
That's what it is, man.
Fuck out of here.
That's what it is, and shout out to everybody, man. Our sponsors, Ohana Shop, and I'm Simply Bump One Diverse Media Group, Sunny, but a hot or not, you already know what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, follow us on Twitter, Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you download it, blog it, tell your friends, tell your family, same time, same place, each and every Friday at 9 o'clock. Check out Microphone Bully, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, each and every Sunday is going down along with that. On this Saturday, check out Strictly Bump One Show, and we out of here, man. Shout out to Archie. Every episode we got right here is called Keep Winning. Check this one out right here. And you already
know.
Ow. Keep Winning. Archie episode, and we out of here, man. For real.
Adios.
Good luck, baby.
Next week.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a
day
winning.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead, wanna see you in. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles. Yeah. Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. No haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Show the please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in four cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never came.
Yeah, no